And we have three very special guests right now. Cheryl Jones is here from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. And Cheryl, how have things been?
Things have been going wonderful. We've been very busy, which is how we like it. So I'm always looking for more bigs and littles, and this is a great way to get the word out. So
you guys always are just incredibly busy, and it's nice of you to bring a big little pair here today, a big and not so little. we have Emily, and Emily is here with her little sister, Montserrat, who we call Monzie, sometimes too. And welcome to both of you. I'm going to start with you, Monzie. How old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
And where do you go to school?
Cannon McMillan.
Oh, we just had somebody here from Cannon McMillan 2 weeks ago who was a little younger than you, but I'll find out her name to see if you know her. She's playing piano, if my memory is right. What grade are you in?
Seventh grade.
And what do you like to do?
I like to play outside a lot.
That's nice to hear. A lot of folks don't play outside too much these days. What do you like to play? Sports or just running around, like biking and stuff? Or
I like to play with my little sister and with my friends outside.
I was just about to ask you who else is in your family.
Well, we're six altogether kids, my older sister, my older brother, me, and my three younger siblings.
Wow, that's a big family, and you're kind of right in the middle, so it's got to be nice to have a sister to your own here with Emily, and let's bring her into the conversation. How are you, Emily?
Great, thanks for having us.
It's a pleasure. Where are you from?
I went to Peters Township High School.
Oh, so you guys, are you still in that area?
I live in Mount Lebanon now.
And do you work?
I do work.
What do you do for a living?
I work for Knoll. They're a high-end furniture manufacturer. I do product development for them.
I didn't know. Are they headquartered here?
Actually, in eastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, I didn't think they had a presence in Pittsburgh. So what made you interested in becoming a big sister?
Well, I've always enjoyed being around kids, and I don't have any of my own yet, hopefully someday. And so I just wanted to get involved and do something, and I had no involvement with Big Brothers and Big Sisters before, but I had heard of a few people that had, so I just wanted to get involved that way.
Well, what a perfect opportunity. How long have you two been matched?
About 2.5 years.
And any concern or fear or at the beginning getting, if this is your first match?
First
right?
match, exactly.
Is it the first time match for you too, Monty?
No, I had an older one, but then she couldn't do it anymore. So then Pam, I think, got me a match.
Oh, that's great. And it had to be, well, when you're getting a new match, is that a little uncomfortable at first? Or like, how do you get acquainted?
Well, first I got a little nervous, but then once I got to know her, I started to like her more and we went out more. we got to know each other more.
It's hard to get used to new people. I think even for adults, it's tough to get to new people. How was it like for you, Emily?
I think, you know, everybody's different. And at first I thought Monsi was very shy and quiet. Now I know better. But she's a little more outgoing. Once I started to see her around her family, you know. But I think it just takes time, just like any relationship, you know.
Yeah, everything is thought to be so instant, you know. And people are still not particularly instant. It takes a while. So what do you two like to do when you're with one another? Do you have any favorite activities?
Well, we went to this baseball game. Well, we played baseball. And,
it was called the Biking for Baseball organization. And they connected with Big Brothers Big Sisters. And they were going around to every major league ballpark in the country. They biked the entire way through the country. And so when they got to us, you know, I think in every country or every city, they were meeting up with Big Brothers, Big Sisters and having a baseball clinic. So we were able to meet them. And Monty had never played baseball before. So we got to, you know, play baseball, and they taught us, you know, taught us how to do things, and we played an actual game. And
were you at PNC Park to do that?
We were actually right around the corner at the baseball. I don't know what park that is, but
right across by King Elementary.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right here in the square.
Wow, that what was it like? I mean, did you? You had never swung a bat or worn a glove until this time. Did you like baseball?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, that's really a neat idea. Spending time outdoors together,
right.
It sounds like it's something you would like to do or that you do. You mentioned how much you like being outside.
We try to hit every festival coming and going, whether it's Art Fest or Hickory Apple Festival. And so we just try to go out. We do a lot outside, actually, even through the winter.
How often do you see each other?
I would say at least a couple times a month. I travel a lot for work, so, you know, we do a lot on the weekends, mostly.
Have you ever seen where Emily works?
No.
She might work out of her house. I'm not sure.
I do work out of my house. So technically you have, because you've been to my house.
It may not be that interesting. Have you thought about what you might want to be when you get older, Monzie?
Not yet.
Monzie, you have such a great smile. You're one of the most, like, poised people. You could be a model if you want to be, or just really, you just have such a pretty smile. Do you like to read?
Yeah.
What kind of books do you like?
I like different books, like mystery sometimes. It just depends on like how the writer writes it.
What do you like in a book? I mean, is there a certain like tone? I mean, do you like books? Mysteries, like to follow along and try to solve them as you go along.
Mm-hmm,
that's one of the things I kind of like. Have you ever tried to write a story?
I'm not really good at writing.
Well, one of these days, maybe. But you two seem like a great match. What advice would you have for any kids that might want to become part of Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Monzie? You've been at this for a long time now, and there might be some kids that are a little nervous, you know, about getting involved. Would you give them any advice to make it go a little easier?
Well, the first time you, like, do it, you might be a little nervous, but after a while, like any relationship, like, you get to know them better and you're more comfortable.
Yeah, it's the same with your own friends, right? When you meet somebody new at school, that relationship isn't instant at all. Would you add anything to that, Emily, from your perspective?
I would just say at the beginning, I tried to plan a lot of events closer together, because when you tend to space things out, it sort of slows that growth. So at the beginning, we definitely tried to see each other a lot more often to sort of just help, you know, get to know each other a little better. So that helped, I think.
That's a good idea. And Cheryl, you've had a chance to witness lots and lots of matches. Mm-hmm. And it seems like these two women have a good sense of it.
Yes, they do. They are actually matched out of our Washington County office. And I have to say, they're always up for an adventure. They come to Pittsburgh a lot. Like they mentioned, the Biking for Baseball activity, which is right across the street here, and they come up to Pirate games and things with our office. So I just think whenever I see them, one, they're always smiling, they're always having a good time, but they're always doing fun and different things. So I commend them. I think they're a great big and little sister.
Yeah. I think they did a good job of matching our interests, definitely. Our personalities match.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking to see who our... Our Canon McMillan student was Matt Libertor.
I know him.
Do you know him? I'm going to put his picture up on the screen here because he was here playing piano.
Yep. He's in my grade.
Is he really? Yeah, he was here playing piano just a couple weeks ago. You can go online to listen to him, but he was sitting right there. Do you play any musical instruments? Or?
I don't think.
No, it's just good to hear you talk. It's really, really nice to speak with you. Have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
Well, I like to help people. Like, I like to make them happy. So maybe something involved with people.
I'm really, really, really happy to hear you say that, because I think the caring professions, you know, like what Cheryl does for her job and doing work to help other people is something a lot of people don't think about is a possible thing to do for a living. And it's great that you feel that way.
She also loves animals as well. So you've always talked about doing something to help animals as a career.
That would be nice.
Animals and people.
Well, I have a couple special things for you. One is a radio broadcasting patch.
Thank you.
That's a souvenir of your being here. And then I have a pass for the Children's Museum. Now, you're, at your age, you might be thinking most everything here is kind of little kitty. But there's a place called the Make Shop. Have you been to the Make Shop before? You would have gone by it as you came in. But it's got industrial sewing machines and soldering and a 3D printer and all sorts of things. And it's actually designed for older kids. So you can use that to visit today or any other day that you want to come. And it's just been so nice to have you here. I hope you're able to maybe plan a day around being on the north side today, since you're here anyway.
Thank you so much for that pass. That's fantastic.
It's a pleasure. And Cheryl, I know that Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh and of Washington County always is looking to serve more people. Just like Monsi said, helping people a great thing to do. The best way to get involved?
The best way to get involved is to give us a call at 412-363-6100, or you can visit the website at www.bbbspgh.org. And there's all sorts of information. You can fill out an application. A lot of questions can be answered on the website as well.
Great. Thank you for being here with us. And you too, Monsi and Emily, are just two of the, you guys just seem so well suited to each other. It's really nice to have you here. Anything else you wanted to say?
Not much.
Hellos, shout outs, anything? That's fine. That means I did a good job of asking you everything I needed to ask you. Best wishes to have a continuing, blossoming relationship. And thank you so much for being here.
Thank you
for having us.
You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. It's 5 before 11 in Pittsburgh, 5 before 8 in Phoenix.